Morton Bay's home of emergency services, 101.5 FM. And it's up to the season now to begin the fire season. Warmer weather and lots of foliage and fuel about in our native bush area, as well as in some of the urban areas as well. To talk us through some of the safety aspects, Conrad Sorzinski is from the RFS, regional manager from Brisbane. How are you? Welcome to you.
Good morning. Thank you. Yes, it's going very well. Thank you.
Now, what can we expect in our region? We're going to get some warm weather. I understand up to 28 degrees for Monday, and it could get a couple of 25s in there as well, but got some strong winds as well. Just what can we expect from the dry conditions now?
Yeah, on Monday and Tuesday, we're actually expecting a westerly wind change, which should blow around the 30 to 40 kilometres an hour. We are expecting gusts up to 50 kilometres an hour. That's raised our fire danger rating from high up to very high, and just means that Queensland Fire and Emergency crews just step up a level of awareness and preparedness, that's all.
What about the ordinary folk here who are in the area, Moreton Bay region, north of Brisbane, up to Kilcoy and up to the Sunshine Coast? What should they be doing?
We like to get people prepared early, and over the last couple of weeks we have had slightly higher fire danger ratings coming into the fire season. So what we ask people to do is, if they can get on the Rural Fire website, which is www.ruralfire.qld.gov.au, they can go on there and do a bushfire survival plan. Basically gives information on how to prepare your home, property and family now before the bushfire season. Get a bushfire survival plan in place and understand the fire danger ratings and what it means to them.
The idea is, once you've got bushfire survival plans in place, then it's a case of executing them when the time is tough.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just executing them when times are tough, it's also going over them and practicing what you're going to do and what things you may wish to consider taking with you if you do have to leave your home for a bushfire.
Little things like having all your documents on USB sticks, that sort of thing, I dare say.
Exactly right. For those people who aren't sure whether or not they could be impacted by fire, we also have a bushfire risk postcode checker. So you can put your postcode or your suburb into a search engine, and it actually will show you whether or not you are at lower risk or higher risk of bushfire, the possibility of a bushfire if conditions were suited.
Notwithstanding the major broadcasters like the ABC and this station, we also update stuff both on our website and on air, so people should be having their radios close by at hand to get the latest details.
Exactly. QFS works with local media. We have the QFS Facebook and Twitter page, which we, if people are concerned that there's a bushfire in the area, to get onto and have a look at. But we also do support the local media who support us and get that message out so people have as early warning as possible.
A little thing is, cleaning up your own backyard is another good idea. That's both for rural as well as the urban areas.
Yeah, that's right. On the website, it actually gives you tips and tricks about making sure that your house is prepared, clearing gutters, sealing up gaps, making sure there's access for fire trucks to get onto your property, which is a big one. People don't, well, if they can get their vehicle, their car onto a property, they don't understand that you need to get a truck into the property. Also about vegetation, how to clean up and how close to cleaned up around your house. And that stuff we talked about earlier about making sure you have documents available and take those with you.
Now, a lot of people aren't quite sure about permits. What's the proper procedure for getting permits, and are permits still being issued at this point?
Yes, with permits, we have about 130 fire wardens across the Brisbane region. And what you can do is get on that Rural Fire Service page, and under the outdoor fires section, you can actually type in your address. That will bring up a map with your local fire warden's phone number. You contact them and ask for a permit if you've got a fire more than 2 metres in any direction. If the fire warden does give you a permit, you'll have certain conditions that you'll have to meet. So it might be things like you can only light the fire if the wind speed is under 20 kilometres an hour. Currently, we don't have any fire bans. We are looking at fire bans in the Somerset region Monday, Tuesday, due to the predicted worsening conditions. But it's up to the local fire wardens to decide whether or not they're issuing permits in the local areas at the moment. We haven't gone into fire bans in Moreton Bay.
And, of course, those fire wardens will be talking to you guys in Brisbane. And, obviously, you guys will be looking at the Bureau of Meteorology for all the latest details to be able to formulate just whereabouts you go to in bringing in either fire bans or cautions or whatever you might be doing.
Yeah, that's correct. We actually have a person from the Bureau of Meteorology working in QFS at Kedron every day. And they give us the latest advice, which we pass on to our fire warden daily, just so that they're aware of current and predicted situations.
Just give us a final picture of where people can go to if they want to get the latest information on your website.
Yes, they can go to www.ruralfire.qld.gov.au, or they can go to the QFS Facebook page or the Twitter page.
The regional manager from Brisbane, Conrad Sorsinski, has been with us. We do appreciate your time talking to us. And, of course, this is not going to be the last time we speak. I dare say we're going to have some more warmer weather coming up in the near future. And I dare say you'll be talking to us once again in the not too far distant.
No doubt.
Well, you take care of yourself. Best of luck. And all the support is available to you through the media. And we wish you well.
Thank you very much.
This is Moreton Bay's home of information, 101.5 FM.